Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. The Lord has given me two separate messages in the last couple of weeks concerning the Mark of the Beast. The first one I'm bringing you today, I received on the week of the 16th of July, 2023. Now, many people are saying that the Mark of the Beast has already come and it's already here. But what I've been shown is that there is components of the Mark of the Beast that are already here. But the final thing that the final mark is going to be when no one can buy or sell. That's the mark of the beast from Revelation 13, where no one can buy or sell all over the world unless you have their mark. So we are seeing it slowly beginning to happen. We're seeing, like I said, components of it. And so I just wanted to, before I read this message to you, I wanted to bring that forth because I know a lot of people will have questions about it. So what I'm saying is that there are definite components that are already here concerning the mark. But you will know when the final one comes. You will know. Okay. So I will have down below in the description box, I will have for you a transcript of this message along with the corresponding scriptures. Please go check that out so you can get the full understanding of the message. All right, let me go ahead and read it to you. I got this while praying, like I said, on the week of July 16th, 2023. Here it is. The mark of the beast is coming, where no one can buy or sell. It is fastly approaching, much like a freight train that has lost control. My children need to seek my wisdom so they can clearly see what is about to happen. The great reset is in progress behind the scenes. One morning you will wake up and the completions will have taken place, which will be join the beast system or you will be shut out. Have you ever thought about what you will do? Do you have a plan? Have you even sought me on this, or will you just comply? With every trial and temptation, I provide a way of escape for those who are looking, seeking, and praying. And you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 10:13. The snare has been set, the trap is laid, and now many will fall into it. However, those who have been warned will find other solutions and will be able to resist with my help and my power. Cry out to me for help, and I will hear. Do not lose hope, for I will set the captives free. I will provide a way where there seems to be no way. Look for it with faith and anticipation. I love my sheep, and I will keep them safe within my pastures. For those who wander off, I will go and gently lead them back if they are willing. Warn others of what is coming, so that they too will not be caught unaware and become enslaved by the beast. This is a warning. Seek me on what to do. Hear my instructions and directions. Seek my discernment and let me give you the knowledge of God. And that's Proverbs 2:3-5. And I've heard this twice now from the Lord about seeking discernment. It says, seek my discernment and let me give you the knowledge of God. And it was signed, your heavenly friend and King, Jesus Christ. That was the end of the message. Now, brothers and sisters, most of you know that you can read about the mark of the beast, where no man can buy or sell without it, and you can read about that in Revelation 13.